Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, so today's topic, I don't really know what to title this yet, so I'm going to flesh this out, and then we'll see what the title is. This came from, well, I'll be honest, this is an idea, a concept that I have been kind of simmering in for, I'd say, the last 5 years. But the clarity of maybe the wording came as I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about the same concept, but all of a sudden it was kind of like, boom, the words came to me. So what I want to do is I want to, this is very closely related to one of the teachings I do on being a sovereign group member. But I'm going to tell you what the wording is, and then I'm going to tell you about it. Okay. So if you want to write this down, so what is best for me is best for we. And what is best for we is best for me. Okay. Those are two different concepts. All right. So the first one we're going to talk about, what's best for me as an individual person, is actually what's best for we, the collective, whatever you think of that. So it could be your family, it could be your community, your state, your country, your hemisphere, the whole world. Okay. So that's a very kind of egocentric, selfish kind of look at things, isn't it? That's what some people would say. Some people would say if you're just focusing on yourself and you're not really helping other people, that's very selfish. But here's the thing. As you focus on yourself, as you're taking care of yourself, so you're being personally responsible in your life, you have this idea of, yes, I'm a free individual, but I have responsibility. So let me be a good citizen. Let me pay my bills. Let me, you know, care for my children, right? But so that's a part of you, right? But when you are doing your own personal individual work, so, you know, we've talked about this before. Let's say you experience or you witness an injustice in the world, right? And you don't know what to do about that. Like, for example, I think all the time about, you know, the various different options and opportunities and challenges that quote unquote bystanders had in history, you know, especially during World War II and during the civil rights movements. You know, who would I have been as a person if I was there? What kind of decisions would I have made, right? And then I think about, okay, how does that apply to my life right now? You know, so as I'm witnessing, and there's injustices everywhere, there are. So what does that mean to me? What can I do? How can I make sure that I am a person that can not just do something about it, but I have a beingness about me to say what is in the best and highest good for everyone, but how am I involved? So do you see how what's best for me is best for we? So for example, if I am healthy, I have a job that can cover my bills, I have people who can be supportive in my life, I can go to my workplace, I can go to my community, I can be a servant leader to other people. If I am not doing my own work and really saying what is best for me, having boundaries, right? If I am living a codependent life where I'm expecting others to take care of me, or I'm living, that's different than interdependent, okay? Interdependent is saying, hey, not everybody, we're not an island. We do need each other, right? It's good to be interdependent, to ask for help when you need it. But codependent is saying, I can't exist in this world unless this person does things for me, okay? That's not being responsible. But the opposite is also true. If I, as a person, go out into the world in greed, manipulation, and control, saying this is what I want in my selfishness, that's not what's best for other people, right? If I go to my workplace and I'm like, I don't care what you think, this is what I'm doing, like that's also not being interdependent. that's being a jerk, right? So this idea of me taking care of myself is really saying I am a sovereign individual. I have needs, I have wants, I have desires. I'm responsible for those. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to make sure that I am being responsible and free so that when I go out and I'm with other people, I can help them, right? Because if I'm always in my stuff all the time, I can't go out and serve other people, okay? So if I need something, the we, the collective, whatever you want to call that, takes kind of a hit. Okay, so let's flesh out the second idea. This idea that's what's best for we is best for me. Now, this one is a very controversial one, especially here in the United States. Other cultures are very collective, and they don't even understand why we're talking about this, right? In the United States, we're much more of an individualistic society, right? And so let's talk about this. I go back to this saying, I don't remember how many years ago or where I heard it. It definitely didn't come from me, but I have adopted it. Basically, the idea is until we are all free and all people have what I desire, none of us will be free. So, for example, what do I as an individual desire? Freedom, connection. You know, that is something that as a human, we really need the connection. This chance to be happy, right? Our needs met, and you know, whatever, family, things like that. Everything beyond that is really kind of extra, right? Like, I don't know why I'm coming on this example, but like a water ski, a jet ski for a lake. Like, I live in the state of Michigan. We have all the Great Lakes. Like, we have a lot of, in the summer, chances to you know, really do a lot of recreational sports. That's awesome. I personally, as an individual, I don't care to go out on a lake on a jet ski. Yes, I've tried it before. It's not my thing. I would never take that away from somebody else, right? So what I'm saying is not everybody needs a jet ski, but everybody needs a choice about whether they want a jet ski or not. Does that make sense? So when we're looking at problems that are happening around the world, it comes down to, am I really concerned about other people? Am I really wanting them to have just as much choice and freedom? What is the best and highest good for all of us? Now, when you talk about it, best and highest good for all of us, you know, there's always going to be a remnant, right? Of what is best. So if I say a jet ski is best for everybody, or vacationings, or going on a cruise, no, it's not. Because there's going to be a lot of people in the world who don't care for that. But is choice and freedom something we can all agree on? The opportunity to be happy and loved and connected with other people. The opportunity to have all of your basic needs met. Is that important? And so when someone in the collective, especially a group of people, so again, think about what happened in World War II. And also in the civil rights movement, we had groups, large groups of people that were struggling, that were suffering, that were not, they didn't have choice, freedom, and control, right? They were doing the very best they could with what they were given, and many of them lost their lives. Is that in the best interest of me as an individual to have people in my community who are living life like that? No. Okay. I think about, I have been watching the movie Oppenheimer. I just love that movie for a lot of different reasons. Maybe I'll do a podcast on it, but one of the things that struck me the last time I watched it was, you know, in the scientific community, the shakeup that happened, all across different nations and things like that, and how we used, well, we use science in order to hurt people. That's basically what we did. Also, there's the argument to say, well, we use science to, you know, help people. And I get it. But think about it from the point of view of if you were a scientist in one of those foreign countries and you got to get out and you got to be of service to, let's say, the quote unquote good guys, right? Would you say that for that scientist, and I don't know them personally, obviously, but dropping not one, but two bombs that killed hundreds of thousands of people that were mostly innocent, Is that in the best interest of that scientist, of the world, of the people that were bombed? Is that in the best interest of you that they did that? Now, I can't decide that for you. But what I'm saying is, what happens in the collective, in the we, affects us. So how many people during World War II and the civil rights movements could have been the greats, right? The geniuses, you know, in all of the different industries. How many of them could have actually helped our communities way more? We don't know, do we? Isn't it in my best interest as an individual to have healthy and strong communities all around me, to have everybody in my community have a job and able to pay bills and meet their basic needs? Yes. Okay. So I'm not telling you to believe anything about politics, because quite frankly, in my mind, all of the different sides, they're after power. They're not actually after serving people. That's a whole nother podcast. So I will never tell you what to think politically, but I'm just sharing with you that when you do your daily work every single day, that matters to the people in your community. When you think about, you know, are there causes I could be a part of? Or can I help my neighbor? Or when I hear about someone across the world who's struggling, what can I do? You know, I can send love. I can send prayers. I can, you know, I don't know what the list is for you when you ask that question. At the very least, can you find it in your heart? I saw a picture the other day of this mom. And she had a 2-year-old and a newborn. And I was there once. I understand what that's like. And she's a refugee. And she, you know, they were telling her story. I can't do anything for this lady. I can't be there. I can't serve her. I'm hesitant to give money to organizations because, you know, many of us understand that money doesn't actually get to that lady, right? It just goes to the organization. So what can I do? Well, I can get in touch with my humanity and with that mom and think about what it might be like in her position. I can have a sense of compassion. And some people would say compassion doesn't do anything. I'm trying to use my words wisely here. It goes back to that original one. What's best for me is best for we. If you are confronted with a story and you are filled with compassion for that person who is hurting, what do you think is going to happen if you go through the rest of your day and you find a person in your sphere who's hurting? Guess what's going to happen? The compassion that you felt for that person all across the world is still there. And you can connect on a more deeper level with someone else in your actual community, maybe even your family, who's going through a rough time. So does compassion do anything? Heck yeah, it does. And it's worthy just for you to feel the feeling of compassion for another person. That is humanity. That is life. So don't tell me that compassion and love doesn't do anything. It's a strong force. So yes, let's use it for good. Okay. All right. As you can tell, I'm getting kind of worked up about this. So, again, what is best for me as an individual? So focusing on my own needs and my own responsibilities always helps me be a better member of society. What is best for the whole group of people is always going to be better for me. Okay. You don't have to believe me. You sit with it, you think about it, you play with it in your mind. It's totally up to you. And I don't even care what you do with this. Thank you for listening, though. I truly care about that. So with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.